प्रभुपाद की जय। It's very special place here near Dwarka Dham. Did anyone see Prabhupada sitting and talking here from right here from his asasan? No one. Yeah, name? Deva.
Also Shukadeva.
Shrutadeva.
Shukadeva.
You also?
Also.
How fortunate. And this is the place Srila Prabhupada was setting the standards. And then they would reach far and wide. So I don't know what we are doing here. But this is a standard. And certainly hearing and more hearing. You come on Sunday, but you don't come on Monday. Today is not Sunday. And you are here. So this is, it's a new standard. It's a higher standard already. There's nothing like hearing about Krishna. This is already holy dham, new Dwarka dham. And any place where you talk about Krishna, that place becomes holy place. Because Krishna appears where his devotees gather together and talk about him, hear about him. Kathayan tasyamam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. With great pride, Lord Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, is introducing his devotee. My devotee, oh, you know, my devotee is always talking about me. Kathayan tasyamam nityam tushyanti. They are satisfied just talking about me. Oh wow. So this is for the pleasure of Rukmini Dwarkadish, Srila Prabhupada and all these assembled devotees. We are talking. This is a dedication, this offering. This is for the pleasure of deities Srila Prabhupada and all the devotees. So this is the third time we are here with this format, with this, under the banner of Bhagavad Katha. Spoke about Krishna in Vrindavan first year. Do you remember? Do you remember Krishna? And then next year, the following year, is it 2004? Okay. We talked about Krishna more. Krishna more in Vrindavan and then going to Mathura. Oh, for the gopis it was what an experience to see Krishna going to leaving Vrindavan for Mathura. We are sang that song. Kalinga comes to place. Meeting with Vasudeva and Devaki, but they had not undergone any education, so they had gone also to Ujjain Avantipur. Krishna Balaram learned 64 hours in 64 days. Then they come back and Jarasandh was waiting with big army, bigger than the army that had assembled in Kurukshetra. Dharma Kshetri, Kurukshetra. And Krishna killed Krishna and Balaram with their small army. And they killed big army of Jarasandha, sparing only Jarasandha. This was part of their strategy. And then following 17 years, Jarasandha was returning to Magadha in Bihar, gathering all his friends, all demoniac friends. What did we say? He sent emails to them. Go to the conference call with them. They would come with a bigger army. 23 Akshayini divisions each time. There were only 18 Akshayini divisions in Kurukshetra Mahabharata battle. The Jarasandha was bringing 23 Akshayini divisions each time. Could imagine the number of vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge, to annihilate the demons, miscreants, get rid of them, and by doing so establish the principles of religion. This, with this purpose in mind, Krishna appears. So, did you ever think that Jarasandha wasn't he rendering great service to Sri Krishna? He was bringing big offering. Swaha. Otherwise Krishna, he would have to go door to door, looking for all of his miscreants. So he would spare Jarasandha and kill everybody else. So this happened. This was going to happen 18th time. Then Krishna transferred all the residents, his relatives, friends from Mathura to Dwarka. He created overnight the whole Dwarka Dham was established. Fort. The land was borrowed from the ocean for the period that Krishna was going to be on the planet. But this time Krishna did not show much interest in the battle. He had some more important businesses to attend. And he left. He was leaving for Dwarka. Jarasandha was following, chasing after, calling, "Rancho, Rancho, Rancho! Look, he's scared of me." Then on the way, Krishna and Balaram, they had climbed up a big, tall mountain. How tall? 88 miles tall. It would rain there all the time on the top of the mountain. And he was looking for Krishna and Balaram. Jarasandha was looking. And as he couldn't find, he just set the fire to the forest. And thinking that Krishna and Balaram are now swaha, they are burnt. They'll be burnt. This is the foolishness and ignorance of the demons. Because they have not studied Bhagavad Gita, they don't know. Krishna, the soul cannot be cut, the soul cannot be burnt. Could Supreme Soul be burnt? Not possible. So Krishna, they climbed up, went up at the top, and they jumped off, jumped down. They had a nice time as they were coming down. I'm getting all the mercy here. What do you already have? So as he arrived in Gujarat, Dwarka side, you know Dwarka, right? As we are going to be Dwarka Dham ki, to take darshan of that temple. This is Dwarka. That's Dwarka. This is ye Dwarka. Ranachoda Raya ki jai. They welcomed him. He was worshipped. So big thank yous, and they were very happy to have him in Dwarka. As he arrives, one of the first pastimes, not one of them, but the very first pastime, is part of Dwarka Leela is kidnapping of Rukmini, which we will hear from Shukadeva Goswami, Sutta Goswami, who would like to read their words in their words as much as possible. As lots of flowers and plants I saw during the day as I arrived, I asked devotees, those who were getting them ready, I said, do we have a, what are they, what scene are they creating? And they said, Naimi Shalanya. For these past times also. And I was there just last month, Naimi Shalanya forest, where 88,000 sages, they had assembled at the beginning of this age of Kali to listen to Sutta Goswami, what she had heard from Shukadeva Goswami those past times. So in here, but we also have heard from Prabhupada, from his translations, his purports. Of course, we knew nothing. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Vena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. We're in completely darkness. Timirandhasya. And Srila Prabhupada did the operation. Open our eyes, unmilitam, unto such spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada, I offer, we offer our most humble obeisances.